Good afternoon. My name is Bruce Swan. I graduated in Commerce 72. And I'm back after 53 years of being away from Queens. And I'm listening to CFRC. And when I was at Queens, I listened to CFRC. And so I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll again have the latest new releases from Wales. As has been the case over the last few months, we've again received loads of new music in different styles and genres. But this time, the majority of new releases have been singles, with fewer albums and EPs. However, inevitably, some of the singles that we'll have on this week's program will eventually end up on albums. And we're also waiting potentially more albums in the coming weeks prior to the Eisteddfod at the beginning of August. We'll kick off this week's program with a new single from HMS Morris. This is Bulletin Breeze. That was Bulletin Breeze from HMS Morris. HMS Morris was founded in 2014 around Helen Watkins, a musician from Sir Carfrithen, Carmarthenshire, who by then had had some experience playing in mainly English language bands based in the area. HMS Morris is known as an art rock band, but they have a generally alternative sound that can be varied, and they do material in both English and Welsh, with English being predominant. However, the band has had a number of Welsh singles that have increased their popularity among Welsh music fans. The band had had 3 albums to date, with the first being in 2016 and their most recent in 2023. They have also released numerous singles and a few EPs over the years, and they just released a new single, Bulletin Breeze, which is another interesting and well-done tune. Athelwedd is a young band from Blaenau Ffestiniog who were formed out of the ashes of another young band from the town. Athelwedd started performing around 2024, and they won the Eisteddfod's Battle of the Bands competition at the Wrexham Eisteddfod in 2025. They recently released their debut single on the Spence label, founded by the musician and former Animaletic member Guy Toms, who are also based in Blaenau Ffestiniog. Athelwedd has just released their debut EP, and this is a well-done and varied release. From this EP, this is Athelwedd with Minia Govan here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tonight, I'm going to stay behind you, trying to take the high.
That was Mirja Govind from Velvet. Stefan Hallworth is a singer who competed in the 2025 edition of A Slice, the Welsh version of the worldwide television talent competition The Voice, which is aired on Welsh TV station S4C. There are a few contestants who have released recordings to date, and Stefan is one of these, and his first single, Riding Me Daffly, was released earlier this year. He's just come out with his second single, and we'll have this now on this week's program. This is Stefan Hallworth with Peter Redding.
Gwylio'r tonau wyllt yn torri Rwy'n gweld y hael Ceisio dod trwy'r cymylau Llygad ar gau Pa'i mynd Rhaid aros yma Mae'r byr yn symud Ond dwi'n aros yn llonydd Pa'i'r rhedeg Dim i'n cael Pa'i'r rhedeg Yn arab geisio dal dy law Todd of the now Mae'r dren fach Yn dawel does dim pip Dechrau teimlo'n fan Gwesymud ymlaen Llygad ar agor Rhai mynd Pa'r aros yma Mae'r byd yn symud Ond dwi'n aros Yn llonydd Pa'r
Peter Redding from Stefan Hallworth. There has been a strong revival of Welsh traditional music in recent years, and this has mainly been driven by artists who have emerged recently. One new group that has just emerged is Cana, which is comprised primarily of younger musicians who generally have played with other musicians in groups, though not always in the traditional music field. Cana's new single has been produced by Patrick Rhymes, a musician who became best known as a member of the group Callon, but who has subsequently been in other groups and projects. This is Cana with their debut single, A Peavith Coke. That was a Peabeth Coke from Canada. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Puddin' Rice is a rockabilly group based in Caerfyrddin, which was formed by the mainly experienced musicians, including the rock singer-songwriter Neil Rosser, and which features Betsan Have-Evans on vocals. Puddin' Rice released their first material in 2021, and their first of two albums came out in 2021 also, with the most recent album being in 2023. The band seems to have periods of intense activity interspersed with pauses, as some of the musicians are also doing solo careers, notably Betsan Have-Evans, who does music in a quite different style as just Betsan. Although Neil Rosser largely wound down his own solo career, he returned fairly recently with a new single. Puddin' Rice released a single in 2025, and they just come out with a new single. This is Puddin' Rice with Pie Tea. Was Pie Tea from Puddin' Rice. Alicia Scott is a reggae singer of Welsh Jamaican heritage from Caerdydd. For most of her career, she did material only in English, and her first single came out in 2017, with an album being released in 2023. She also became a radio presenter for BBC Radio Wales from 2022. She has learned Welsh, and she released her first Welsh language single in 2025, Donal Galan. And this was very successful, being the top placed single in a recent iTunes reggae chart. She's collaborated with other Welsh reggae artists, including Ped Dub and Morgan Elway, and she's just released a new single. This is Alicia Scott with her latest release, Greedy Eye, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music.
Dandy,
That was Greedy Eye from Alicia Scott. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from Both, which is a fairly new band from Cardiff. They were formed by students at a school governed Gymraeg Plasmar, and they have a generally alternative rock sound inspired largely by groups from the 1990s. The band released their first single in March of this year, and they recently returned with a new single. This is Both with Cyffurddion Moethus. That was Cyffurddion Moethus from Both. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Tanis Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Be With The Radio out of London, Dukavar. And you can listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of this week's program with the latest single from Fleur de Lis. This is Limited.
Ac isio cysur be dwi'n neud Sgennau byd i'w ddweud O'r iliad yna, yn y cefna yna Ella o'n agyffur yn yr awyr Ond dangos fod modd gwella os oes na byd
Wel, dyma ar wyb i fyw. Dim ond jyst i'r gwyn yn gynas neu noi'r gai aros yma fwch di ac anghofio bob poen. Dim ond jyst i'n bwrw, dim ond jam y twr o dwi'm yn poeni am neb na dwi'r ddim amdanyn nhw. Come on, come on.
That was Limited from Fleur de Lis. Fleur de Lis is a band with members mainly from Innismode who started performing in 2014. The band has a mainstream rock sound and they released their first EP in 2015, with the second EP being released the following year. The band released their first album in 2019, and from that point onward the band has become one of the most popular and commercially successful bands in Wales. The second Fleur de Lis album came out in 2023, and more recently, the band has released several singles that increase their profile. They have just released their new single, Lemonade, which is one of their better recent releases. Rhodri Lloyd-Evans is a teacher from Pentrevoilis, a small village south of Batuzecoed on the A5 road in the direction of Corwen. He came to attention for competing in the Kenny Gumbree Song Competition this year, and although he didn't win, he got significant exposure for this. The relatively new Bryn Rock label, set up by Morgan Elwy, has just released a new single from Rhodri Lloyd-Evans, and we'll have this next on the program. This is Rhodri Lloyd-Evans with Cam I Back, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh Music.
Brain yn symud Byd mor berffed Ti mor hyfryd mor ddina Dy bedfed rai ymyrryd Dwi'n cymryd camwr A snam sa kjo thava e di Atroj të lau dhe dau në klin Bel du në sen Kishuj për hebi droj djo Ama se tra se t'ker lau Më në gërra e voci për bënat lau Fyndio'r geiriau Y geiriau iawn I esbonio fy nheimladau I yn llawn Ond pan dwi'n edrych Mel I llygyd Drwy'r byd a'i straen Ti sy'n lleddfu Unrhyw hobi A dwi'n
That was Came I Back from Rodri Lloyd Evans. Osplet is a project from Bethan Ruth from Mahuntleth, and it's been active since around 2024. They are an alt trad project, and they released their first single in 2025. Since, they have played quite a bit around Wales and have released more material, including their first EP, Taser Hall, in November of 2025. Osplet has recently released a new single. This is Osgled with Tried Moke.
Bye.
That was Tried Milk from Osgiliath. You're listening to Canadian Kilmarnock Heddiw, Tinnis Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Kilmarnock Heddiw, Tinnis Welsh Music. Gowell Owen has been active in the alternative and experimental music scenes in Wales for many years, and he originally became known as a member, along with his wife Fiona, of the band Plant Back Ofness, who were active in the mid-1980s into the early 1990s. Since that time, Gowell Owen has been a music producer, and he's also run his own recording studio and record label, Oven, which has produced several releases over the years. The Oven label and Gowell Owen's own career has had a bit of a pause for several years in the early 2000s, but the label has returned recently with some new and reissued material. Gowell Owen came out with an album with his wife Fiona last year, and he's now returned with an instrumental album featuring the zither. From his new album, In the Yakin Team L'Otant, this is Gowell Owen with Braidwyn Bélavar here in Canadian Kilmarnock Heddiw, Tinnis Welsh Music.
Thank you.
That was Breed with Bellavar from Gorwell Owen. We'll have a track now from Liam J. Edwards. We had earlier mentioned the television series A Slice, and this is another release from a participant in that series. This is Liam J. Edwards with his signal, Gwerth Farogi.
In Dai Chi.
Was Gwerth Farogi from Liam J. Edwards. We'll finish off this week's program with a new single from the group Tomb Fat. Tomb Fat is a group formed mainly around Cuddy Carrington, who used to be a member of Adwa Leddeg, and so far they've released 3 albums and quite a few singles since they started around 2010. This is Tomb Fat with their latest single, A Fenon.
harriat man toto, powin data, harriat man toto.
That was the latest single from the group Too Fat, A Fit On, hopefully from a forthcoming album. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new program for you next week. Húvar Mitro.
CFRC is stoked to partner with KPP Concerts on an awesome summer lineup. On June 27th, be sure to catch Long Range Hustle and Psycho Billy legends Reverend Horton Heat on June 28th. On July 3rd, check out alt country legend Fred Eaglesmith, followed by folk punk legend Billy Bragg on July 5th. Emo is alive and well on July 8th with Arms Length and Mo Kenny come to town on July 9th. Hip-hop pioneer Souls of Mischief are here on July 21st, and we'll get some hardcore action with Spaced on July 23rd. Amen Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th, and finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information,